Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The over-under in Vegas is 10 for the Eagles. So you have to pretty much pick 9 or under or 11 or over. I want to pick 10, but that's the great thing about the numbers. You can't. So I would truthfully say 9. Because 11 just doesn't seem like it's going to happen with me. Ike does say over. Eric in Coatesville, so yeah, when you call in.
I'm at 12 and 4.
Give us the statue. Bud Light has a statue that's going to be unveiled here soon. But what's the next statue that should be outside of whatever stadium you want in Philly? 888-729-9494. The best answer by the end of the show will win the Aussie tickets. Eric in Coatesville. Eric, over under 10.
I'm with Ike. I'm going to go with over 10. I think you're right. If we beat Atlanta this week, we're 12-4. Even if we lose to Atlanta, 11-5, I would put the money on the over.
All right.
I like that. What you thinking about, the quarterback situation? Does it matter to you, or who would you like to see out there?
I don't think it matters this week. I'd love to see Carson out there. Obviously, I think the whole city wants to see him out there, but only if he is really ready. The last thing we want to do is take a risk and then something happens and then you end up with something like Andrew Luck with the Colts, who lost an entire extra year. I would never want to see us have more than another week without Carson. So let Nick Foles throw the rock around. Worst thing that can happen is we lose that game and we still end up winning the division and back in another Super Bowl run.
All right.
That's a reasonable way to look at it.
Give me your statue, Eric.
All right, there's definitely one guy who deserves a statue in this city, and I a lot of talk about Brian Dawkins. He deserves a statue, but right now in this moment, we're about to step into the season after we won the Super Bowl, and a lot of people contributed to that. There's a lot of players and folks that were part of that, but the man who made it happen is the man who deserves a statue, and that's Doug Peterson.
Boom!
That's
where I'm at.
All right, Eric.
I mean, the coach that pulled it all together, took a lot of risks. He's a Bud Light man. Give him a statue.
All right, Eric, appreciate it.
Yeah, Doug was catching, I don't know if it was Bud Light, he was catching something from the crowds during
catching
that parade.
Anything that was being thrown
snagging
at
him. Snagging it, too.
Yeah, you could see the former baseball player in him, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm with, what was that last caller's name?
Eric.
I'm with Eric. If I had to pick one
statue, that's it.
I would go with Doug.
Visor or no visor?
Oh, you got to go visor.
Ben, one statue. Where are you going, man?
It got to be Doug.
Got to be Doug.
Wow. Man, Ben agreed.
It'd be two seasons. You can wait till he's done. You don't put it up now. Come on, man. He'll get a statue. I'm fine with that.
I have a question going off that. I'm kind of curious about that.
Yeah.
You know, Doug's only been a coach for two seasons, and a lot of the decisions he made last year were, like, they were smart decisions, but he definitely was fortunate that they all turned out pretty much going right, unlike 2016, where they all backfired on him. Who do you think is more likely to look a little worse this year? Not, like, be a disaster, but look a little worse. Is it Doug or Carson?
Honestly,
you're giving me those two.
I don't think it's Doug.
You're giving me those two, I would have to say Carson.
Yeah, I don't think it's Doug.
He's the one coming off the injury.
Yeah.
And as far as Doug is concerned, he needs players. You know, obviously coaches can dial up plays, but players have to execute them. And so...
Yeah, players can make the coach look really good or really bad.
Sure,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So if I was going to say anybody was going to take a step back, I would have to imagine... Carson may not be able to play at an MVP level this year. You got to realize that's what he was at, MVP level last year.
I was reading something on whatever website. I don't remember. And
put the poll question up, Ben. Mr. Poll question.
Yeah, put the poll question up, poll guy. and the narrative was Carson Wentz is the brightest young quarterback in the league. However, if you look at the things he did last year on third down, inside the red zone, things like that, it's difficult year to year. He was on a historic level if you look at what he was doing on third down with his completion percentage and his quarterback rating and inside the red zone. Now you have a different assistant coach. Now you don't have John DeFilippo as the red zone coach. You know, even if Carson Wentz, we recognize Carson Wentz is still the only quarterback that I would want. Even you can even maybe throw Aaron Rodgers in there because of the age. I'm taking Carson over anybody. It doesn't mean that he can't come off of an injury and not struggle, but still.
Struggle. Perfect. Yeah. That's a perfect way to explain it, coming off of an injury.
Does he struggle this year?
Yeah, I would imagine he is. I mean, I'd be pleasantly surprised if he's right back at an MVP level. Yeah, I would imagine he's gonna have some rough days. And I don't mean rough as in four interception days, three interception days. You know, he may not be able to do some of the things. I think we forget how great this dude was last year, not just with his arm, but with his legs as well, how he extended plays, some of the throws he made. When I say Carson is a top-five quarterback, it's because he can do things that other quarterbacks can't do just because of his athleticism. You throw that on top of the preparation, how hard he works at the game, how much he studies, that's why he's a top-five quarterback, in my opinion. And and not just mine, a lot of people's opinion.
No, pretty much across the board.
You can put in wherever you want, 5, 4, or 3, but, you know, he's top five, and he obviously has to continue to go out there and do it. But there's nothing that's happened to Carson Wentz to this point that I can see that he can't get back to the level he was last year.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. He may get back to his MVP level in November.
Which, honestly, Ike, I prefer to see him hitting his stride in November.
It only makes sense that he gets stronger and better as the year goes on.
Right.
So he's going to be playing at a much higher level as the season progresses. You just can't put everything on his shoulders early in the season. Your defense has to do their job.
Right.
And allow him to
Doug
sort
has
of
to do
work
his job.
Work his way. Oh, Doug's going to do his thing. He's going to call the plays. But the players got to catch the ball when he call it. They can't fumble the ball. Quarterback has to go to the right place with the ball. Doug's going to be aggressive. He's going for it on fourth down. He's going to do all the things that Doug, that made Doug the coach that he was last year.
Frank and media, Frank, over under 10.
Oh, we're definitely going over.
All right.
My thought was 12 at one point, and I agree with you guys. You've been saying it all, or Ike has, I guess. The first game's going to tell the tale, 11 or 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The more people call in and agree, everybody says they're going over, the more and more I get worried, Frankie. Just being honest.
Well, I'm with you. Well, yeah, I think 11 or 12 also depends on Carson or no Carson. I'm not sure Nick's ready, but I love him. The guy gave us a Super Bowl, and I'm appreciative, the whole deal. But I think if Carson were to start that game, that would give the whole offense enough boost and enough momentum that they could go over the top, and then we end up at 12.
All right, give us your statue idea, Frank.
Well, my statue idea is more like a wall. Something you guys said earlier made me think of this, and that is I would put on the wall outside the Philly Stadium a Mount Rushmore type of thing with Hamels, Rollins, Utley, and Howard.
I like that.
So a four-man statue.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be one person on a statue, everybody.
Well, for the Phillies, you can't just put one.
Right.
You got to put all four of them there.
That, you make it look just like Mount Rushmore up there and just with their caps on. I think that would look great.
Yeah, I think I like that. Like a little Mount Rushmore look.
Frank, I like it, man. I like it. Now, would Rudy Cienes be on your be involved in your statue,
Clay Condry.
That's Ike's guy.
Kyle Kendrick.
No. Actually, today's the anniversary of, was it 2007, the comeback, the 11-10 comeback, the Phillies and Mets?
Yes, it was. That's when it all started. That's arguably when this era started, that game.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, that era started and ended. We're trying to start a new era.
Right.
That era. Yeah, no, it was. That was it. That was a Sunday afternoon game, right? I'll never forget that, man. What fun times. And meanwhile, we have a team that no one's excited about, that no one's going to see.
Hey, man, Santana hit a grand slam last night.
He did. The minute we start ripping him and saying it was a bad movie, it's a grand slam. 888-729-9494. Joey Bats had a couple walks and a hit.
Got his first hit last night.
What that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.